excellent. I'd rather get Anthrax than listen to Anthrax.
The chimes, close to midnight. It's my Dance Macabre homage. How did it end like this?
Friday the 13th, 2023, January 13th, falling down the rankings. Three different versions of Jason Voorhees. We got that kid drowning in the lake, we got that guy with a bag on his head, and we got one of us with a hockey mask. Nobody can see it, so they don't know if it's real or not, but exactly. It doesn't matter.
That's right.
But
it's like a great
just perfect. Looking Friday at all of our shirts, like you both are rocking the same shirt.
We have the same Jim and I.
Yes, we are. Yes.
Same
yes.
shirt.
So we'll do shirts early this tonight. Yeah,
Bunny Good.
You guys.
Yeah. Bunny. All right. Bunny Goodman's got a Jason mask on. Shimmy Bags and Cactus Sack have same. I love Friday the 13th. I love Friday shirts. Washkish. Bunny Goodman. Camp Crystal Lake.
Counselor.
Guys,
that's
do
a good
me
shirt.
Do me a favor. Could you guys do me a favor real quick? Don't go camp this weekend. Cool. Stay away from
it's
the lake.
It's a bit nipply outside. Did I say nipple?
Doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Doesn't
matter. Can't see the line, Russ.
All right. So it's exciting times here. 2023, your second show of 23. We're kind of on the mend from the Rona.
Maybe.
Lights on the end of the tunnel, sounds like, for you guys.
I'm not trying to be a pussy about it, but it's been like 2 weeks and I still feel like shit.
Some people, it hits them for a month. Everybody's different.
Everyone's
body heals differently.
And I'm delicate like a flower, and I've just been fucking destroyed. Honestly, I don't think I've ever been, like, for somebody like me who constantly thinks they're dying, to actually have something worth complaining and being sick about, it's kind of refreshing.
It matches up for once. That's a good thing.
It does. So
that's
we
good.
Did shirts, we did shirts, we did faces. Let's do beers real quick, and then we're going to talk about what we're doing for
tonight.
The...
All right, so I got a little line set, as usual. That's what, 16 ounces?
Ooh, the big cans.
20
Look
bucks
you.
For a case, might as well. Wow. Spend up the extra $2.
Why not?
It's like I think it's like $2 or $3 more for the case of Pounders than it is for 12 ounces. So it's just like, well...
Yeah, that's worth it.
For $2 or $3, I'm getting like four
Love
or
it.
Five more beers.
Excellent. Jim, what do you got?
I got the Miller. The Miller Lite.
Very nice.
Yes?
I've got the Diet Coke.
Rocking the Diet Coke, the DC.
Shadow Spa still has
I do have it. It has. I do have a glass of Ryan's Irish Cream here, but I don't know how much that
Ooh,
I
okay.
hear rocking rye is good
Honestly,
for the soul when you're sick.
You know what, though? It's not even because of the Rona that I don't want to drink. It's honestly because of how drunk I got, like, 2 weeks before Christmas when we did that show, and I just fucking, like, destroyed
Destroyed your senses?
Honestly, too. Oh, yeah, it did. It destroyed my senses.
You sat and watched the Idiot Box
like,
all day long?
I know. I'm, like, teetering. I'm at, like, today marks 130 days since I've smoked.
Hey, keep it going.
Dude, that's fantastic.
I know, I'm chewing a Black and Mild because I really want to smoke and I can't because I'm coughing like a fucking asshole still from the Rona, so it's just, I'm all over the place.
I'm pumped.
I got a box.
My Dolphins are in the fucking playoffs for once. But the team is so fucking...
Without their starting quarterback.
Or their second string quarterback. So the team is unbelievably banged up, but you know what? Nick Foles did it. Why can't Skylar Thompson?
Wouldn't it be
Listen, Skylar Thompson is not Nick Foles. Let's be real.
Wouldn't it
Come on
be
now.
Great if you had Tom
no,
Brady?
No, it wouldn't.
Least, you know, you'd have an actual professional.
You will next year. Did you see it? Did I send you the article next year?
Him and Gronk will be there.
Rodgers is going to go to the Raiders. And Brady's going to the Dolphins.
Rodgers might go to the Niners. Because he's from the Bay Area.
Yeah.
That is true.
He's talked about San Francisco.
That's his home. It's his real home.
I don't think he's... It is. Yeah, I don't think he's going back to Green Bay. I think
he's
dead.
Derek Carr is done with the Raiders.
Yeah,
I was surprised he even came. I was surprised he even came back this season. But yeah, no, it's not going to happen.
Yeah.
All right. So we got a lot of exciting stuff. I got a box. Do you want to open this box or should I wait?
We
got to
do the box.
The tremendous 20, what we're doing.
What's in the box?
Well, the tremendous 20.
Funny Goodman.
So today is Friday the 13th. So there was no bonus from when I became the resident Weezer expert last rank and won.
Ouch.
But the bonus that we are doing is top 13 superstitions. And then this is what we wanted to do as our main event for Halloween, but, you know, life and time kicked our ass, so we...
I gotta tell you what, man, I never... With the fucking kids, I don't have time.
I know.
Ass.
You gotta be unbelievably tired, right?
Dude, my sister posted this hilarious thing on the book today. Like, book Dude. Is stupid, but she posted this thing and says, man, it sucks so much not having kids when all you can do all the time is whatever the fuck you want. Like, that Ooh. Is fucking... Oof. Oh, it's so good. So true.
It's so true, man.
It's so fucking true. You know. As the only one here without a kid, I'll tell you, it is very true. And I'm sure you guys are good parents. You guys have good families. I'm sure it's all that happy, whatever. I'm sure you...
Yeah.
Sure it is.
It's grandparents. Uh-huh. The kids go to the house and just do whatever the fuck they want and come home and think they can do the same, so... But anyway, our main event tonight, Friday the 13th, scary movie scenes.
Main event.
Top 30, scary movie scenes.
Scary movie scenes.
It's gonna be like the Bravo 100 like scariest movie.
We were supposed to do this in October, but
I hope we sync up on a lot. I think there's a good bunch that we will.
I imposed a rule. I didn't do multiple scenes from franchises.
I have one movie with two scenes. That's it.
Oh, I did multiple. I don't give a fuck. I had to.
I didn't put that rule in. I'm just like. I think I had a list of like 50, but. The two that I have are just utterly creepy, terrifying. It's just not right in the head. But anyway, Hughes, you got a box. You got a box.
I got a box.
Box. Box
Hughes
box,
just
box,
recently
box.
Had a 37th birthday.
Cactus Jack.
Wow.
Cactus
Jack.
37. All right. Let me line this up here. All right, so there's a box. So what's the deal? All
right, open it up, and there's three gifts inside, and they should be labeled 1, 2, 3, and just go in order.
I hope it's Joey Jordison's ashes.
Oh, God.
God.
Why? It's my favorite drummer.
The remnants of murder dolls.
God damn.
Jim, how much tape did you put
in
the damn thing?
A lot. I never know what the fucking post office, okay?
Yeah, it's true.
You never know.
Just wrap it in duct tape.
I'm just...
The whole entire thing.
I'm trying to do my best. Then I put a silly return address label on it, and I got worried it wouldn't get sent the right way then.
No, it did. It was a good one.
I was like, oh, fuck. I don't know if I'm allowed to do that or not.
Hey,
I'm waiting for the post.
Number address is
speaking
good.
Of birthdays, you're it's worth mentioning that for Bunny Goodman's birthday 2 years ago, we got him the cameo of fucking Kane Hodder, a.k.a. Jason Voorhees. Be it that it's Friday the 13th, it's worth mentioning
Correct.
That, remember.
Correct.
I think I accidentally deleted that on my email because I went and I was just cleaning house. So if you still have it, please send it to me.
Oh, I have it. Somewhere. Oh, I have it. I can email it to you. I have it.
Yeah, just email because
it's through my account. It's there
the
forever.
Show.
Yeah, no
right,
problem. I'm not
show.
Touching anything. All right, okay, where are we
at? Okay, the box is open.
Jim's turning into a robot.
Okay, I see that there's numbers on these.
Oh, fucking Christ.
Oh, you're
my
good,
robot.
You're good, you're good.
Okay,
you're good. So I see there's numbers. So you do it in order?
Yep, 1, 2, 3.
Okay. I don't even know what the numbers are, so. Okay. Oh, you wrapped them, too.
Yeah.
Oh, I wrapped
Avengers.
Everything. I got superhero
Avengers.
Wrapping paper,
Avengers.
Man.
Yep. And then is this just padding? This right?
Yeah, that's just padding. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, this is nice. You guys, you don't have to do this. This is exciting. All right. So this is number one.
Number one.
Yeah. Feels like ashes. Oh man, sick. God,
there
man.
You go.
It's like, dude, that's fucking wild. I love how it's ages 3 to 9. That's excellent. Fucking it's appropriate, right? Kids Safe headphones.
You're a man.
Yeah, that's awesome. Oh, right? My God. I even look like the kid on the back of it. No, I'm just kidding. That's awesome.
You.
Sweet. I fucking love it. Thank you.
Jim, I think no I owe problem. You for those still.
No, dude, trust me. It's
amazing.
It's that's a TJ Maxx look on the floor. Oh, my God. That's perfect. You know what I mean? One of those things.
Okay. Right,
so I was like, I'm throwing that in the box. Yeah, go to number two.
Go to two. Okay.
Okay, I know what number two is.
I'm very excited for number two. But number three takes cake.
Number two is going to be your favorite. But number three is the best.
It's going to be hard to beat yes. Batman headphones.
You beat it. You're gonna eat those words in about 3 seconds. Open that box.
Oh my God! That is fucking awesome. Holy shit. Patrick Bateman. I've never even seen this one.
That's good, right?
Amazing. Yes, it's funny.
Mm-hmm.
So there's like...
Oh shit.
You're good.
You're good.
My audacity stopped. Hold on, it's back. Anyway, so it's cool. It's like Batman headphones and Patrick Bateman, American Psycho, Funko. So it's like a real Batman theme. Amazing. All right, so number three.
Get the heavy breathing from Jason. All right. This is it, Hughes. Oh, boy.
This is it. All right. I hope it's a Murder Doll shirt.
This is it.
Better.
Way better. Hold it up and read it to the audience.
Oh my God, that's excellent. I'd rather get Anthrax than listen to Anthrax. That's my fucking preference. Oh man, that is awesome. Oh, that's so nice of you guys. You didn't have to do all that. That's fucking awesome. I'm gonna wear that shirt tomorrow. I'm gonna go to Jim Thorpe tomorrow. I'm gonna walk around wearing a shirt. Really.
There you go.
I'd rather
get Anthrax.
Anthrax.
Dude, thank you guys so much. That's really nice. You didn't have to do that. That's awesome.
Yeah, no problem.
Yeah.
Hughes, happy birthday, dude.
Yeah.
Happy belated.
Thanks. Dude, that shirt is fucking stellar. Unbelievable. Thank you, guys.
Oh, that's so good.
That is fucking hilarious. God damn.
Where did you find
the Patrick Bateman?
Dude, you want to hear a story about that? You really want to hear a story about that?
Yeah.
We were talking, and I was trying to find something, and I swear to God, out of nowhere, Walmart emailed me in the middle of November, and it was like early Christmas deals, and they emailed me that. And it was like for like 10 fucking bucks. And I was like, Washkush, I just got a Patrick Bateman for 10 bucks. And he's like, how? I have no idea. It was the most random. I was like, dude, this is the coolest thing I've ever seen. Got it. Done. Dude,
so, Washkush. So, Jim, you saw it in person. Washkush, you did not see it in person. How ridiculous is it that the fucking box has splatters of blood all over it?
That is fantastic.
This is a stay in the box one.
Oh, it's got to be a stay in the box. Yeah, because of the blood. Yeah, it's good.
That is awesome. Thanks so much.
So,
damn.
Let's get down to why we're here tonight, to rank. But first,
rank time.
We need an order. So, range 1 to 13.
Makes sense.
Since I won last week and I am now the falling down the rankings Weezer expert, I'm going to go number 8.
High praise.
Jim, give me a number.
3.
7.
Costanza?
7.
Always. No, Dale Earnhardt.
Dale Earnhardt.
Alexa, give me a number between 1 and 13.
Here's a number between 1 and 13. It's 8.
8, right on the nose.
Oh, God. You got it.
I haven't gone first in a while, so I'm going to go first.
You go first.
Love it.
Shimmy's going to go second. And Hughes, is it okay if you go third?
Yeah, of course.
Dude, Shimmy Sandwich. I like it. I'm in.
All right, so we are doing the top 13 superstitions that either you practice or you just think are really cool. Some are both for me.
Okay, I love it.
We're going to do it as normal. We're going to go 13 to 6. So, kicking it off.
Okay, 13-6.
You ready, Jim?
I'm ready to go.
All right, 13. If you're carving up that chicken or your turkey, a wishbone.
Ooh, the wishbone. Gotta have the wishbone.
Number 12. Fingers crossed.
Fingers crossed.
Number 11, I do not practice it, but I think it's hysterical when I see it out, is when either a highly religious person or an elderly person who's religious, their bill at like a Walmart or a gas station or something like that comes up to 666. They're like, I need to buy something. I need to buy something else. They're like, they just buy a bag of chips a pack of gum. And they're like, it can't be. No, I'm like, I think that's hysterical.
Round it up to seven.
Yeah. I'll donate to the cancer fund. 10. I think everybody probably practices. Broken mirror.
Okay.
Broken condom's a little bit more bad luck, but that's a whole different story. Number nine. One I do practice. Knock on wood. Number eight. I think this is really cool. It's very popular up in Vermont. So if we got any listeners up in Vermont, witch windows. Are you guys aware
yes,
of what a witch window
is? I know
what
a witch... Yes,
so
I've heard of it.
Architecturally, it allows a full-size window to be put into a house, but it's on, like, the house, the slant of the roof. So they have it tilted sideways, and the whole belief behind it is witches can't fly diagonal, or they'll fall off their broom. So that's why they have witch windows, but the rest of their house is filled with normal windows that they can
that's
fly
cool.
through. But,
that's a cool one.
I think that's really cool.
Yeah.
Number seven relates to Halloween, but just in general, ringing bells wards off spirits. Hence why you ring a doorbell when you go trick-or-treating.
I was not aware of that.
Yeah.
Number six is whistling after dark. It's a superstition.
Yeah, I've heard of that.
Because it says that you basically expose yourself to any spirits that are nearby.
Yeah.
And like some people have said, you know, they get up early in the morning, taking a shower, and there's a song stuck in their head, whistling something, and then all of a sudden, like, the shower curtain starts moving, or like just weird stuff starts happening. So
do you guys wake up with songs in your head?
Frozen, Let It Go, Baby Shark, Mickey Mouse Clubhouse, Hot Dog Song.
I was going to say, I keep having Cracker Man by STP in my head every morning.
Whoa,
I do have random songs, but yeah, that was our number one.
I can't get Griftwood out of my head.
Yeah, there's days where 24/7,
it's just, it won't stop.
It's a good song from the number 5 Ghost album.
Usually Saturday mornings, I wake up with hailstorms.
I've been listening to Ghosts.
Because
I got a new car and it doesn't have Sirius. I'm listening to CDs again. It's got a CD player. Amazing.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow.
What the hell's a CD?
How did you get a new car that doesn't have Sirius XM?
Well, it's not a brand new car. It's a 2018.
It's a Toyota.
What the fuck is with Toyota?
That was the main reason why I didn't want to get a Toyota when we were going car shopping. I'm like, it doesn't have XM.
Well, they told me your car breaking down.
We got a Kia.
They told me 2019 or 2020 was the first year they started doing it. But anyway, it had a CD 19. Player, so I don't know. So I got one of those lightning cables. I downloaded the Sirius app, but I think I'm going to cancel Sirius because if I was going to do that, I'll just listen to Spotify.
I had to do the call them and just like, well, you guys charged me $23 for a month of XM. And I'm like, I'm not going to pay this. And they're like, okay, we'll find you another deal. I'm like, just charge everybody the normal $7-$8, whatever the fuck it is. I think it's $7.
Yeah.
And we are back.
Technical difficulties.
Yes, we didn't have an Adler. Right. We had a full-blown drop dead Jordison.
Lack of better terms. Let's get through these fucking superstitions so we can get to the entree here. I want to get to the hunk of the beef that is the scary movie scenes. All
right, who's second?
All right, listen. I don't want this. Who's up? I'm up.
Shimmy,
right?
Shimmy, 13-6. Let's go.
All right. Number 13. Anything to do with a full moon? All right, anything.
Ooh.
How about number 12? I don't know why this matters, but I was told you never put your shoes on the table. It's bad fucking scares the shit out of me. Number 11.
True.
You find a penny, you have to pick it up, and then there's rumors you have to give it away to have good luck, all that. Fuck that.
Oh, number 10, I totally believe in this because
I just...
I
never heard to give it away.
Right. I read somewhere that you have to give it away to get the good luck. Right. So number 10, I believe in this because I just lived it. Bad things come in three. Totally, dude. Washer, Suburban, toilet, all in a month. Anyway, how about number 9? Bird shits on you, it's good luck. That's because it's from the heavens.
Hey.
Number 8, when you say blessing a sneeze, you say that because they thought that your soul left your body when you sneeze.
Yes.
Number 7, Washkush, knocking on wood. That comes from people who wanted good luck would knock on trees, and they felt that spirits were in the trees, and they'd wake them up. How about number 6, opening umbrella indoors? That was considered from the Egyptians. If you open an umbrella indoors, they used umbrellas outside for the sun god, and if you did it indoors, it was an insult to the sun god.
Indeed,
and that just carried through. That's my 13-6.
Right.
Hughes, you're up.
Cactus. Let's go.
Number 13, don't step on a crack when you walk.
Don't want to break
number
12. Back.
Number 12, fingers crossed. Number 11, itchy palms mean good luck. Number 10, if you see a shooting star, you need to make a wish, I guess.
Okay.
Number 9, find the penny, it's heads up. Shooting star.
Day, good luck.
Okay, number 8, when you blow out your birthday candles, don't reveal your wish or it won't come true.
You never do.
Number 7, the Mighty Mighty Boss Tones, knock on wood.
Oh,
and number 6,
first three banger.
And number 6, also the same as Jim's here. Don't open an umbrella indoors.
Nice.
The umbrella.
My number 5, in honor of today, Friday the 13th, the number 13, the 13th
Friday the
13th. Floor.
Just yes.
The number
anything
13,
man.
Dan
love
Marino.
Love it.
Greatest QB of all time.
Yeah, there you go.
Hotels don't even put in floor 13. It goes from 12 to 14 in most of them, which technically makes 14, 13, but fuck it.
I used to work in a hospital. I used to work in a hospital that was run by nuns originally, and on the sixth floor on the southern wing, there was no room 666.
That's that.
Oh my God, Hughes. Not when I'm taking a drink.
Sorry.
All right. Wow. My number 5.
We're not. Like, what's happening on the screen isn't what's happening in the ears. There's like a delay.
I don't know.
I know. It's so fucked up.
Oh no.
Fuck it. It's Friday the 13th. That's why.
Yeah,
here we go. Number
exactly
5 from me. Stepping on a crack. The stepping on a crack originated from they thought that when there's a crack in the sidewalk or the ground, it means that the souls from hell are trying to get up. And if you step in it, you're going to fall down to hell. That's where stepping on a crack came from.
Okay, you got a little
then it became
depth.
Your mother's back.
Yeah.
I researched all of these. Yeah.
Number 5, black cat crosses in front of you. It's bad luck.
Oh, jeez. I live
cat.
With a black
there
cat,
you go.
So I'm fucked all day.
Yeah.
Every day at 5 a.m. headbutt me and wake her up. I'm like, come down. I'm like, your bowls are fucking full. What the fuck do you want? All right.
Oh,
they want your
man.
Affection.
Number 4. Well, I want to sleep.
Puts attention.
Yeah. Well, number 4. Jim, bad things happen in threes.
Oh, bad things threes. There you go. Nice. Let me see. My number 4. You do not walk under a ladder. That originated from when they were hanging people. They'd have to climb up a ladder to be tied up to the rope, and they felt if you walked under the ladder, it was a sign that you were next to be hung.
Ooh.
So that's why you don't walk under a ladder. Bad luck.
Cool. Dude, Jim, same. Number 4, same. Don't walk under a ladder.
Oh.
Ladder. The ladder.
The ladder.
All right.
All right, number 3, Jim, just put sports superstitions, but I'll elaborate on it. Wearing an article of clothing, like opening season, you're like you're wearing somebody's jersey, and then they lose. You're like, nope, done with the jersey for the rest of the year. Or you wear that shirt or a hat or whatever the article it is, they either always win, so you wear it. And then, or you don't wear it because every time you do wear it, they lose. I have one Penn State jersey that when I, the bar I would go to see, for a while they were winning every time I wear it, so I just continued wearing it each week, and then they lost. So I stopped wearing it, I wore a different shirt, and they won. So everyone's like, don't wear that for the rest of the year. I'm like, okay. And then the next...
Yeah, people are big on that.
The next year, I wore the same... It was just a number one Penn State jersey. I won it at the bar that I go to. And it was the first time that I wore it. They lost last time I wore it. So I was like, you know what? I'll keep it going. Like, some people got your hat. They got a special spot in the couch. Just sports superstitions in general.
Yeah.
Special and spot behind the good. Couch, you know what I'm saying?
Hey,
you
want to get COVID. Or chlamydia.
All right, speaking of letter C, my turn. Number three for me creeps me out, and this goes all the way back to the days of AOL, and then you even see it on Facebook. Anything to do with chain letters, where it's like, if you don't forward this, if you don't do this, comment. I always get freaked out, where it's like, if you don't send this to five people, you're going to get in a car accident. I'm like, oh my God. You know what I mean? And I remember the old days of AOL, where it's like, if you don't forward this to 10 people, your crush will dump you or whatever.
Can you imagine, it's like, all bullshit, back in the day before the internet and email, like, people got that in the mail from just some random person?
Oh, yeah.
Could you guys imagine that before the internet, people would actually, on a road trip, have a giant fucking map, and they would put it on the hood of their car with a pen and fucking, like, what?
Can you imagine?
And know how to read it?
Yeah. That's why, like, our parents just like, oh, yeah, you turn left on Gibson Street, and you turn right on 5th, and you're like, huh? Is there a big tree or a Burger King or something like that around there? Like,
yeah, give me landmarks. Honestly, yeah.
But then, like, MapQuest came out, and you had to have a co-pilot that was, like, a space aviator, like...
And MapQuest was never fucking right, either. No. They were the worst.
I've lived in Mountaintop for 8 years, almost, and I could tell you the name of my street and the name that connects to it, and not a single other street in the entire fucking township. No idea.
In German, where that's I live, I know a good some of them, but, like, there's, like, parts of German I don't even know exist. I'm, like, we're just driving around looking at Christmas lights the one day, and I'm like, holy shit, I didn't even know this place existed. Like, it's...
Right. Yeah. Hey, that's just the way it is.
That's Germany for you.
Hughes, what's your three?
Don't break a mirror. 7 years of bad luck.
Yep. Don't break a con. Ooh, 18.
The broken mirror. Yep. There you go. Oh, all good. Right.
Number two, we got our second tree banger. Walking under a ladder.
The ladder.
Jim, I hope we got a meatloaf. I hope we have a meatloaf. I don't expect you to have it, but I expect you to. And I talked to my fiancé, and I'm like, you got a number one superstition? And we both lined up without even me telling her.
Jesus, like, Christ. I fucked up then, big.
So there might be a Diamond Dave.
No chance.
No.
Number two.
That's what
break a meal. And the reason why it's 7 years is the Romans thought, or the Romans believed, that every 7 years your soul would rewrite itself. So if you were looking in a mirror at your soul and you broke the mirror, then you would have bad luck for 7 years until your soul rewrites itself. That's where that came from.
Mirrors are also portals for spirits to come through.
And
you're also not supposed to put two mirrors together, because then they
Mirrors together, yes.
That also, you know, the funhouse effect, where you, like, you see just like 30 images of you, like, that's also another one with the mirrors.
Yeah, that's a no-no. Hughes, number two.
Yeah. Friday the 13th.
Of course.
Ooh.
All right, Jim. Please tell me you're with me on this. Actually, all three of yous, because...
I'm not. I fucked up. How bad did I fuck up?
I don't know. We all love Halloween. Don't you dare blow that fucking candle out until the next morning. Halloween night. Really? It's supposed to keep spirits away. Like the dead that are walking the earth at that time, it's supposed to keep them away.
That's true, they are.
And Sam said...
That's a good one.
Don't blow out your candle. Kill number one for
Sam. That's a good one.
Shit. Opening scene of Trick or Treat.
Okay.
Don't blow out the candle.
Oh, I thought you were talking about Jim's wife, Sam.
Okay.
No.
yeah, Yeah, she consults with Wash Cushion, Ashley, about the ranks when you're not around, Hughes.
But Ashley said the pumpkins and candles. That was the first and only one she told me. I'm like, okay.
That's pretty good. I don't have that. I went with the date that we're doing this. I went with Friday the 13th. Okay. Because, like, I remember very vividly, like, I remember family members, like, legit, you don't, they're like, they would not go to the doctor, they would not schedule a point, like, they would, like, I remember my one grandmother was, like, hardcore that this is bad, and, like, you do nothing on Friday the 13th to avoid any potential, so, like,
and here's us watching just fucking marathons, it's just Jason's hacking people up.
Yeah, I don't believe, and the reason why it's Friday the 13th is because the 13th apostle was Judas, and Judas turned out to be the devil. So that's why Friday the 13th is bad, and why 13 is bad.
There's a whole bunch of things about Friday the 13th.
Oh, yeah, there's a whole thing. But the religious side of it through Christianity, all that bullshit.
I have my Friday the 13th thing here. I might have the, I was not aware of that of it. So, Hughes, what's your number one?
Yeah, Hughes, I'm wondering about yours.
It's what set off all of the fucking hilarious events of Dumb and Dumber with Seabass. You gotta throw salt over your shoulder.
Spilling
the salt. Halfway across the country. The black thing we need is bad luck.
Yep.
Who's the dead man that threw the salt shaker?
All right, here we go. Friday the 13th. It's like the third page end of my notebook here. So, return of all the 12... No, okay. Yeah, Julius was... There we go. No, that was actually about Friday the 13th, the movie series. I don't have any Friday the 13th actual stuff. That was the other Friday the 13th we did.
The other.
Other. All right. I did not say how we are going to do tonight's rank. We are going to go traditional. The old school, original way.
I'm so happy you said that.
30 to 21.
That's how I have the spreadsheet set up.
20 to 11. And then roundtable the top 10. We're just going to keep it simple.
Top 10.
We'll go slow. So the way I wrote mine down, it was the movie, scene, and or quote thing to elaborate on.
I love it.
Okay?
I love it.
I have some honorable mentions. I have two TV shows. I'll mention them in a little bit. But I have a couple other that. But all right. Without further ado, so
let's do it.
Before I start, anybody need some beers? Got to piss? Got to get a snack?
Nope.
No, I'm good.
I'm ready to party. So let's go to the 10, and then we'll take a break.
This guy know how to party or what?
Yeah.
All right, number 30. Let's go a little old school. George A. Romero, Night of the Living Dead. They're coming to get you, Barbara.
They're coming to get you, Barbara.
And they came.
Robert Hines. That's the first zombie ever.
Cheesy AF, but you know what? I hate...
Effective.
I don't want to say hate. Zombies scare the fuck out of me, so...
It scares the shit out of me.
And I gotta pay homage to the king, George A. Romero. Mm-hmm. All right, number 29. I feel like this should be a little bit higher after putting it in, but I just didn't know where to put it. The movie Sinister.
Ooh.
Where he's watching the videos late at night in that fucking lawnmower scene where it just fucking runs over somebody. Yeah, okay. That's a good jump scare.
Okay, that's good.
28.
Ooh, yeah.
We were just talking about it. Trick or Treat. When Sam stalks Blondie for his first kill.
Nice.
Okay.
And also, another thing I just learned, I was not aware of that not too long ago. The term Samhain, which is the All Hallows Eve Halloween, it's actually spelled S-A-M. I think it's Scottish or Irish.
What are you saying?
I forget the language that it is, but it's the correct spelling is S-A-M, hence Sam in Trick or Treat.
Sam Hine?
Sam that wears like the burlap thing with the orange pajamas.
No, I know, but where are you getting Sam from?
Samhain is spelled S-A-M.
Oh, okay. I see.
I don't know how to spell the rest of it, but it's spelled S-A-M.
Okay.
Little I was not aware of that. Number 27. Poltergeist. Skeletons in the pool.
Nice. Ooh.
That was a fucking messed up scene.
I like that.
Like, some of these, like, watching them, it's just, it's not scary at all, but, like, I try to transform myself back to the year it came out, sitting in the theaters, and just, like, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
Poltergeist is terrifying.
Like, I love Friday the 13th, but there's really not much scary about it. I'm like, it's more funny than scary.
Yeah, it's campy.
Certainly
at this point in life. As a kid, it was scary.
Even as a kid, I always thought Jason was, like, just a badass, and, like... Alright, this one probably should be a little bit higher, but again, it didn't come off as super scary to me. 26, Psycho, shower scene.
Ooh. Okay.
Sorry, Mr. Donut. Number 20.
Is that when Vince Vaughn motorboats her?
He does, yeah.
That's the wrong movie.
You old sailor.
You old sailor.
They built for comfort. Nice.
She
all right, 25. Friday the 13th, part 6. When Mr. Voorhees is standing in the middle of the road with the fence posts, when the beetle comes up. I mean, like, just put yourself in that car, and you just see some dude in a fucking Jason mask with a fence post standing there.
Yes.
My quote would exactly to what the girl said. I've seen enough horror movies to know that this is a bad thing.
Yes.
Fucking Nick's one, that's right.
Number 24. Yeah. More zombies.
Yeah.
More zombies, number 24. Dawn of the Dead. The Snyder Cut. The fucking zombie
the
baby.
The Snyder Cut, that's good.
The zombie baby. That thing is fucking terrifying.
Oh, the zombie baby.
It's funny now, but that. Like the first time I saw it, that was fucking messed up. Just wrong.
Oh, yeah, it's fucked up, dude. Damn.
Like I said, zombies scare the fuck out of me, but at the same time, I love them.
Yeah.
23. The Shining. Here's Johnny.
Oh, there it is.
Nice.
Good old Frank Costello.
Nice.
I know you. All right, number 22. Nightmare on Elm Street.
The original. Tina's death.
I'm sure for anyone who saw that movie in the theaters, that was probably scary AF. As fuck.
Yes.
We can curse on here. We can curse. Hey, you know what?
Of course we can.
Nobody dropped the cunt bomb, so cunt.
Oh, there it is. And, oh, we made it 41 minutes. That's a record.
Number 21. This is mostly from the video game being scary as fuck, but then when it got transitioned into a movie... The original Resident Evil movie when the dogs are fucking loose. Hell
oh,
fucking
wow.
No. If any of you have ever played the game, you know that when the dogs are around, it's a fucking hell no. Get the fuck out of there and just start firing away. But then they brought it into the movie and I was just like, no.
Okay. I like it. Whew. That's a good list.
I don't know who's the wind chimes.
That's my wind chimes. That's mine.
I got them too.
Mine.
I got them too on my back porch. So.
Dude, I have 30 wind chimes in my backyard. It's my thing.
Okay.
I love the wind chimes.
Yeah, they came
You'll
at
be
my
soon
house,
hear
so
the
I,
chimes close to midnight. It's my Dance right. Macabre homage.
2 minutes to midnight?
How did it end like this?
All right,
anyway,
Jim,
all right, my turn.
You can burn through
Fourth
since you already have yours.
Album.
I go burn through. Ready? This is more funny than scary, but it's a fucked up scene. House of a Thousand Corpses in the beginning when the guys try robbing Captain Spaulding. And he's like, fuck your sister, fuck your mama, but most of all, fuck you.
Fuck you.
I fucking love that scene, man, when the guy comes in with the big head. Anyway, how about 29? I'm going to pay homage to something recent, the greatest horror movie that's come out in the last 15 years or longer, Smile, the entire birthday day scene.
Oh,
that's
the
all
cat?
I have to say. Everything. The cat, she sees the fucking lady in the chair, she falls through the table, the glass. That's just so fucking creepy. Let's see. How about number 20?
The second I saw that, I'm like, and she was missing the cat.
That's a fucking cat.
Oh, shit. Sorry. Spoiler alert if you haven't seen it.
Oh, fuck it. It's been out long enough. Come on now.
It's a newer movie,
streaming
though.
Streaming on Paramount. Yeah, I know. Anyway.
Spoiler alert.
Yeah.
Any new movie in the last, like, 5 years, give a spoiler alert. But everything else, if you haven't seen it, sorry.
There's no other
spoiler
one.
Spoiler alert for the entire show. There you go.
Smile is the best horror movie in the last 20 years. That's all I could say. and everyone should see it. All right, where am I? Fuck, I lost my... Okay, 28. Hellraiser. The first time you see the uncle, Uncle Frank, when he's coming out of the floorboards as the fucked up skeleton because he needs to eat humans all right. and all that shit.
Yeah, that's a little
that
messed
fucking
up.
Freaked me out.
I gotta finish that movie.
It's fucked up. The first one's good. Second one's third one's horrible. Let's see. 27. The ending to Nightmare on Elm Street Part 1.
Oh.
When she just opens the door, it's foggy. They get in the car. Everyone's alive. Then the car closes, and it's the color of Freddy, the kids. And
yeah.
then the mom gets pulled through the door window. It's
yeah,
just,
like, what the fuck happened?
What the fuck am I watching? Yeah, it doesn't make sense, but it works. How about my 26? Jeepers Creepers. How about the scene when the truck flies up on them and starts beeping? That whole
yeah,
sequence
that,
until they pull off the road and crash. That freaks the shit out of me. Yeah, that whole scene, just having somebody beep at you, you're on a desolate road, anything. How about 25? Christine, when Arnie Cunningham is standing in the garage and he sees Christine's all fucked up and he says to her, "Show me what you can do." And she rebuilds herself right in front of his eyes.
Mom, that took a shit
fucking,
on the car.
Yeah, they took a shit on the dashboard. Oh, yeah. 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 That
yeah.
scene freaks the shit
I'm
out of
me. I'm not a big fan of that movie, but
the car just,
that scene is creepy.
Yeah, the whole thing. Number 24, The Old Lady in It. The book, the original, and the remake. The book is terrifying. The original is scary. The remake is terrifying till you see the lady, because that was just stupid. But that whole scene... just building up, and then when Bev gets outside and looks back and the building's condemned, it's like, what the fuck happened?
Yeah, what
let me see. 23, kind of a cheesy, scary movie, but House of Wax, when you realize the entire town is wax.
Yeah.
When she's running through the town looking for help and everything's, like, you know, automated or whatever, it's like, oh,
never
shit.
Saw it, but
that
kind of
really freaks me out.
It's
worth at least one video.
I know there's
Parasol
one
and,
where they
yeah.
like they cut the Achilles tendon. I remember seeing that scene distinctly. I'm like, that's fucked up.
Yes,
that
that's yes,
up.
That's that one. Yes. Where am I at? 22. How about Jaws? The first time you see the fucking shark jump up out of the water. When he's throwing the chum in the water and it just boom. And he just like, you know, his face straightens up with his cigarette in his mouth.
I'm not a fan
whatever.
Of swimming in the ocean.
And
that
then,
movie definitely didn't fucking help.
Yeah, no, that fuck that movie, fuck the ocean, fuck summer, fuck heat. Anyway, 21, could be higher, I can't move it. Misery, Annie breaks Paul's legs.
Yeah,
wow.
That was one that you feel.
You feel
yeah,
that.
I've never seen the movie, so I didn't feel it was appropriate to put it on there, but, like,
yeah,
I've seen that scene, and it's...
That
I have,
movie
fuck,
is really
it's
fucking
on my,
good,
It's
dude.
On my list.
Dude.
I'm going to put that on my list of... Halloween movies. I already started making my Halloween
it's
movies
good.
This for this year.
Yo, what time is your guys' Spotify or your guys' Audacity?
47:09.
I got 47:47.
Oh,
yes, yeah, same as watch.
I'm at 31.
You're fine.
I don't know what happened.
We got a backup.
All right.
Remember, listeners, always right. have a
we got
fucking
a backup.
Backup. No matter what.
Right, here we go.
Before you do this,
ready?
If we can have a clear cut winner tonight, Jim. I don't know how many points are normal. I don't know how many points are on a normal 30 rank. If we can get a clear-cut winner of, like, okay, this person just dominated the top 15, that person can either pick a topic and or bonus for the month of September, which is going to be all Halloween for us.
Ooh,
how's that sound?
I like it.
Fair?
I like that.
Good.
I'm in.
That sounds
all
right.
I'm in like Flint.
Hughes. 30 to 21. Let's go.
Let's
right.
do it.
Number 30, Hellraiser. I'm gonna burn through them. Hellraiser, Uncle Frank.
Well, Jim's got a type, so.
Ooh.
Well, yeah, but I mean, like, I don't need to give a dissertation until we get to the top 10. Number 29, They're Coming for You, Barbara.
Ooh.
Yeah. Yeah. Number 28, Suspiria. When the fucking ballerina gets stabbed and hung, and she gets thrown through the fucking skylight.
Oh shit!
I've never seen that one.
Wow.
Number 27, Hostel. Hate these movies, but when the guy gets his fucking, the first guy who's in the chair when he gets his fucking legs slit.
That scares the shit out of me. I will never travel internationally because of that movie.
Yeah.
Scares me.
Number 26, Poltergeist, but a different scene. When the tree is grabbing at the kid.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one. Yes.
Friday the 13th, the original, when Voorhees' mom reveals herself.
Yeah, that's. I was just watching that today. That's fucking creepy.
We are matching up on a lot of these or movies.
We're getting a lot of the same movies.
24. Yeah. 24, I have Jaws, but I have a different scene. I have the scene when the shark bites the boat and Quint gets fucking pulled into him.
Oh, you don't know if he's going to make it or not.
Yeah.
All right, so here's the thing. What if we all have the same movie but different scenes?
I'm just going by scenes. I'm going by scenes. I'll see where we end up. If I have to go back and do movies, I will. I'm marking down movies. Okay. Don't worry.
23, Misery, the hobble scene.
Oh, God.
All right, I got to put that on my list. I don't have HBO anymore, though.
I don't know if you guys are going to have this one, but number 22, The Blair Witch Project. I'm so sorry.
I thought the end was, like, the best part of the entire movie, like, the last 3 seconds of it. They're staring in the corner.
So I'm talking... Yeah, that is... But
I get so scared when people don't organize their paper clips. The Scranton Blair Witch, whatever it was.
Yeah. And then number 21, the Texas Chainsaw Massacre, the original one. But the scene that I find to be the scariest is when they're all sitting around the dinner table.
Oh, God. I just watched it last night for the first time in like 15 years. That scene is fucking terrible. I didn't think Grandpa was still fucking alive. Like, it's like I said, it's been so long. It was like watching for the first time all over again. I thought when, what's her name? Sally or Susie or, I don't know, fucking tits. But Samsonite. I was way off. I thought when she ran upstairs and saw Grandpa, I thought the two of them were dead.
Oh my God!
I don't know what it
means. But like, I remember the ending distinctly. But I just it's been so long since I saw it. I'm like, oh man, this thing is a fucking masterpiece in itself. All right, where are we at? My turn? Or you still got to go? My turn.
Your turn.
20 to 11.
My turn.
Number 20, Let's go. Grudge. When the girl walks down the fucking stairs. Hell fucking no. Absolutely not.
That's a good one.
19, good. Jim. Same movie, different scene. Smile. The intake room on the initial kill. Because it doesn't mean much at the time after watching the movie. It kind of plays with your head of you're like, okay, I saw that, so now I have 4 to 7 days. Again,
right? Yeah, you know what's
Spoiler alert.
Spoiler.
We should have said that before, but anyway, you know. As much as zombies scare me, another thing scares me even fucking more, and that's aliens. And number 18 is the movie Dark Skies. The entire fucking ending. If you guys haven't seen it, I'm not going to say it. I'm not going to elaborate on it. If you listeners have not seen it, the ending of Dark Skies, if you don't like aliens, it's going to scare the fucking shit out of you, but it's fantastic. Number 17 is a timeless fucking classic that'll never, ever go away. The original Scream, opening kill, what door am I at?
Okay.
I think it's a little low, but you know what? I'm admitting I think it's a little low. It probably should be top 10 in area, but I didn't.
Who's the killer in Friday the 13th?
I saw that movie 30 fucking times. Then you should know it's his fucking mother.
That's good.
Now here's one. Hughes, Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
Yo.
But.
Yeah.
Pam's death with the fucking meat hook where she goes into the room with all the fucking skeletons.
Ooh.
That is just fucking creepy as fuck. It's just wrong on so many different levels.
Man, I've got to rewatch that movie.
Number 14.
I've got
to
rewatch it.
The fucking reason why I don't like to go in the ocean. Jaws. The opening scene where she fucking gets killed. A little, I was not aware of that. They did not tell the actor that there was a person underneath in a scuba suit that's going to pull her down. So that look of fear and terror
is real. God.
That was legit.
That was legit.
That's
fucked up.
Okay. This is the only movie that it's on my list. It's like at the top of my list that I need to see. But I know it deserves to be on this list. The Exorcist. the fucking head spin. I've seen that scene enough times to know
that's not fucking right.
Okay.
Okay. Number 12, this goes back to a video game. And my dumbass was playing it at like 1, 2 in the morning. And it's...
Yes. Star Fox.
No, Mario Kart. The star. No. Video game is... Or the video game slash movie, Silent Hill.
Ooh. Oh,
the first time
shit.
That fucking
yes.
siren goes off.
Which part?
And everything just turns from normal to fucking rust and decayed and dead. I turned the fucking I think that's PlayStation. I think I just turned the fucking game off immediately. I didn't even save. I just like, nope, fuck this. I'm done.
Yeah,
I don't know how old
creepy.
I was. And I was.
Okay, I give
I was
you that.
Young
that's
enough
a
to
good
know,
one.
I'm like, fuck this. My number 11. This isn't a horror movie, but this scene scared the shit out of me as I was a kid. Jurassic Park, Raptors in the Kitchen.
Ooh. Oh man!
I thought you just
you
had
know what?
Jurassic
That's
Park
good.
Because it's like I thought you just had Jurassic Park because this movie suck. It's like scary to watch them.
Nah, but the Raptors in the Kitchen. If no matter when I watch it, it always fucking gets me because it's.
Oh yeah,
it's
very suspenseful.
The two kids.
I'll give you this about that movie. I'd rather get eaten by raptors in the kitchen than have to watch one.
I'd rather get eaten
again.
By a T-Rex at least.
Well, there's his birthday present for next year.
Hey,
put that on a shirt. Yay! No,
hey,
that's good stuff.
The Jurassic Park, the dinosaur. Like, I'd rather get eaten by raptors than watch this shitty movie again. All right, Jim.
That's true.
20 to 11.
All right, here we go. Number 20, The Exorcism of Emily Rose. There's a part in the movie when she's walking around and everybody's face that she looks at, it's a demon. It's fucking creepy. The entire movie scares the shit out of me, but that's my favorite or scary scene, I should say. How about number 19, Poltergeist, when she says they're here?
Shit.
Oh, man.
Because that's fucking creepy.
Oh, yeah.
Very creepy. Number 18. I'm going with The Exorcist, but a different scene. I'm going when she does the spider climb down the steps. Because that's
like
just fucking creepy.
Too.
She's walking down those steps like that. Yeah. How about number 17? The Ring. Let's set the scene. They're in the kitchen talking. The mother says to the sister, I saw her face. And then that quick clip of the dead girl in the closet.
Wow. I just
creepy.
Watched this movie for the first
Jump.
Time in like years this past Halloween, and it still fucking freaked me out.
It holds up
to our generation, not younger, because they don't.
Yeah, no, not no. My kid didn't like it that much. He liked Smile better, which I understand because it's new.
Smile was inspired.
But I was trying to explain to him that was our
Smile. Was inspired
by
somebody that was freaked out by the fucking Ring.
Absolutely. Number 16 for me: Halloween, the original, The Closet. He's bashing through the closet like how the fuck is she gonna get out? And
I love the meme
the
where it's like
and,
you take your phone battery
whatever.
Percentage, and like there's a whole bunch of like percentages and like what's your weapon, and like one of them's a fucking dildo.
That's
gross.
Oh my god!
Hope it wasn't just used.
But number 15, I'm going back to the movie Smile, and I'm just wrote the words the goddamn smile.
Oh,
that's all I'm gonna say. Spoiler alert or not, just the goddamn
that girl
smile.
Perfect. And that's how they fucking promoted it. That girl went.
Yes, they put her in a baseball
and
stadium.
She just had
and she sat behind
smile.
Home plate.
And she just sat behind Smile,
and,
she's
and
like,
she smiled.
I know you guys can't see me, but
the whole game
if you saw
was
the movie,
fucking
I'm
freaky.
The same face she is. Yes. It's not fucking right.
Yep. Just
and please
the
don't ever make
smile.
A sequel. We don't need one. Just leave it as is.
Nope, never make a sequel.
No, they are.
No,
they're either going to make a sequel. It's going to be called From. It's already been announced.
It's going to be three miserable middle-aged guys who do a podcast every Friday, and you have to listen to it.
Turn that frown upside down.
All right, 14. Child's Play 2, when they're in the toy factory... And the doll's eyes machine, and the guy gets under it, and they put the doll eyes in the guy. That always creeps me out. That's the best part of the movie. How about number 13? The ending to Halloween
3.
Good old Tommy boy is on the phone screaming.
Stop!
Screaming!
Stop it!
Stop! And then it's That's it. That's it.
That's it.
Nope, they didn't stop it, and the movie just ends.
That is
one
of the best endings ever. Because
yes,
you don't
absolutely.
Know what happened. You don't. Did it air? That's why we need a Halloween 3 Part 2, The Return of the Witch.
3 Part 2, Another of the Witch.
It
I agree
YouTube.
With that. All right. Number 12. Friday the 13th, Part 2, when Ginny is in the room, it's the only time the F-word is ever said in the entire original series, not the extended, just 1 through 8, and she screams to Paul, there's someone in the
okay.
fucking room. It always freaks me out because then Jason's, you see him in the corner as
one
a silhouette.
One honorable mention
or whatever.
For me was
and
the,
then,
when she put on Pamela's fucking sweater. I wanted to do
only one
Friday the 13th. It was either
it's creepy.
That and the part where he's standing in the road.
Yeah, that's creepy when she dresses up. Yeah. And then my number 11, I got to go to Pet Sematary. Not what you guys are thinking. I'm going with Pet Sematary when the morning after Lewis goes to the Pet Sematary with Pascal. He thinks it's a dream, but then when he takes his blankets off and his feet are covered in mud and dirt, I'm like, oh my God. It just freaks me out because then you know it's not a dream. Like everything about it could be. No, and even in the book, the way it's done is exactly like that, and it's so creepy
Hughes,
to read
before
it.
Before you start your 20 to 11, I gotta go train the old sea monster. So we're gonna take a quick 2-minute break. All
right. Okay. I'll be back.
Five.
I'm ready.
Three.
Hughes got to do his 20 to 11.
All right. Hughes, all right, before you go,
boom, boom, boom.
I feel like there's one that I missed.
Oh boy.
I don't know, Jim.
Uh oh.
What is my number 16?
What? You're asking me questions I can't answer. 2019, 18. You never gave me your 16. You went from 17 to 15.
I distinctly remember 15, 14, not 13, 12, saying 11. Number 16. So my number 16, It, Chapter 1, when Pennywise is smiling from the fucking sewer grate.
Oh, dude.
That clowns don't bother me at all, but that scene is just not fucking right. And he's doing that shit with his eyes.
Not at all.
No. The hell, fucking no.
Nope.
And that was one of the remakes that actually was fucking fantastic.
Agreed. Because the original was just a made-for-TV movie, so they, you know, whatever.
All right. But that was one thing that I training the old sea monster, I'm like, I don't remember saying that one. And I'm like, where in the hell was it? And I'm like, okay, yeah, okay. But...
I don't have it on the list, but I'll take the original It over the remake It's all day, every day.
Ooh, okay.
Fucking remake It's are just another fucking Stranger Things.
God.
Cancel Stranger Things.
Dude, I'm with you. I'm not going to argue that.
It ends after 5. One season was fine.
I was good with 1 and 2. 3 was a stretch. 4 did nothing other than the Sadie Sink scene. That's it. That was her season. That was it. That's all I can say. Yeah, that was the coolest part of the show.
No, I mean, I like just Ragging. I enjoy the Stranger
It's like
things.
How we enjoy Ragging on Mattel. We like them, but we like Ragging on them to get people fired up.
Right.
Wait, you guys actually like Metallica?
Yeah. Well, I was
really?
Gonna say that. Yeah, of course. Yeah. Sorry, Jim. Let me go turn on.
Hughes, get your shirt.
Yeah. All right. Sorry. All right. Let me get going here. It's becoming a madhouse. Not that I know. I never listened to them. All right.
Oh. Look at him.
Number 20. Smile when the girl.
I thought of a thing too.
Oh.
If we all get the same movie. A different scene, just take the movie and whatever scene was ranked highest, that's the one.
Okay.
They all just smile.
Number 19, Silence of the Lambs. I'm sure I'm a great big fat person. Like that whole scene. Number 18, Halloween, the closet, the hanger, the whole thing.
Oh, yes.
Number 17, The Sixth Sense, when HJO sees that girl puking.
Okay.
Oh, dude. Yes.
It's been a while, but now you say that, it kind of jogged the memory.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Number 16,
Dawn of the Dead, the Snyder Cut, the Love intro, it. The whole intro.
Like the nurse and Love the okay. hospital and all that shit.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Number 15, Paranormal Activity, the original one, when Katie stands by the bed and it fast forwards on the camera for like 4 hours and she just stands there looking at her
Ooh.
Husband.
Ooh. Ooh, that's creepy. Yeah. All right.
Number 14, The Thing, the interrogation scene when they need to find yeah. out who's the fucking thing and they're giving everybody the shit.
That was good.
Damn.
Number 13,
Damn.
Psycho, the shower scene.
Nice.
Number 12, A Nightmare on Elm Street. Part 3, The Dream Warriors. When he turns that guy into a puppet and fucking makes him look like he commits suicide and walks him off the building.
That's a
good one, dude.
Bouncing back and forth between that one and the first kill.
And number 11, Hail Satan, Rosemary's Baby.
Oh shit, that's another one I gotta put on my list.
The whole final scene yeah. when she finds out it's exactly so what's creepy. Going on.
Alright, so.
The whole
My honorable mentions, yeah. I waited because I didn't know if you guys had them on or not. Well, first, two of them are from TV shows. First one is from The Walking Dead when the governor is chasing Andrea and he's just fucking whistling. I know you guys didn't really watch it. Scene.
Who, Rick Santorum? The governor?
No.
Like, in Pennsylvania?
The governor. Harlan Specter.
Tom Wolf?
Harlan Specter.
That was his name in the show. David Morrissey, I think, is his real name. But there's a scene where he's just chasing the one character, and like, she's hiding, scared, terrified out of her mind, and he's just sitting there whistling, and it's fucking creepy as fuck.
He was a piece of shit.
Stranger Things, the first time you see the Demogorgon, like right in the beginning.
Okay.
That gives me chills every time I watch it.
If I was going to pick a scene, the scariest thing is the first time you see Winona with that haircut in season one. Am I right?
Oh my
God,
yes. This is no alcohol.
Another one is The Orphan. The entire plot twist in the first one.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
And like when she puts her arm in the fucking vise and pops it. Sorry, spoiler alert, but it's just
spoiler. Well, that came out what? How long ago?
No, that's in like 2008. So
yeah, so we're fine.
And then one, this isn't even a horror movie, but this fucker scared the shit out of me for my entire life. E.T. the closet scene.
Anything with E.T. I hate that
like
fucking
when he's
movie.
I fucking hate that movie. Yeah. I hate yeah. E.T. It just scared the fucking shit out of me.
My childhood horrific fright is Fritz from Shifts.
Oh, yeah.
Remember in 2020?
I was just in there today.
You were all over Fritz.
We were all trying to find him,
he is, man.
And I'm going to tell you what. The government decided that in order to stop that grassroots movement to find Fritz, they started a global pandemic because they'll stop at nothing to keep Fritz hidden.
There you go. He was...
Dude.
How about how I got in touch with the general manager of Shifts during that whole saga? And
yeah, I know.
Fritz
dude,
was, and they gave him away. I was like, I wanted to fucking buy it. I wanted to have
it.
And
burn it so he can never come back.
Dude, I would go
Fritz
into Shifts.
Fritz deserved better.
My grandmother, Loretta, would take me into Shifts when I was a little kid. And I
it's
would
terrifying.
Scream. It was like having.
I
was
hate
like
that fucking thing.
To listen to Anthrax. I'd be screaming. I'd be frightened. I'd be crying. I'd be
Dude.
Embarrassed. I'd be like, "How could people think this is normal?" Like,
I know.
Ashley sent me a few of hers, but I'll wait until we all say ours. That way, I don't want to possibly give a top 10.
All right.
Okay.
Let's. What are we gonna round table the 10?
Yeah.
I asked Sam to give me her scariest. She let me finish. She said having sex with me. And then I said, horror movie moment. And then she walked away. So.
Okay.
Number 10, Wash
Number 10. from arguably one of the greatest horror movies of all time, Pet Sematary.
Mm.
When Gage is on the phone with his father, and he's like, I want to play! Hell fucking
yeah.
No. I don't know what it is with little kids and horror movies, why are they so fucking scary, but hell fucking no to that scene. Absolutely fucking
okay.
Not.
Yeah.
Fuck that scene. Yes. All right. My number 10. It's not necessarily a scary movie, but it's in the realm. It still freaks me out to this day. I gotta go Ghostbusters 2, the first time you see Viggo's head come out of the painting and turn.
Okay.
That's great.
Because I don't know what's coming. You know what I mean? And I remember just even as a kid, like, that just fucking freaked me out. Anything to do with Viggo scared the shit out of me.
Fair enough.
Viggo.
That's great.
Yeah. Yeah.
I have an honorable mention. It's from a TV show.
Okay.
It's fucking right. From the Tales for the Crypt, where Joe Pesci's dating the twins, and then they find out that he's two-timing them, so they cut him in half, and each of them keep one half of him.
Oh, my God.
That man just does that's not get brutal. Lucky.
Woo! No, that anyway, Pesci.
Speaking of TV shows like Tales from the Crypt, Netflix has Cabinets of Curiosity. It's a new, like an hour-long episode, and it's just a new thing, everyone. Through the first three, it's really good. It's entertaining. Like, the first one was probably the best so far. And then I'd say in order, 1, 2, 3 so far of how good they are. But I don't know what's to see for the rest. But it's like Creepshow and Tales from the Crypt. It's a new story every time. So
where is this program?
Netflix. It's like Cabinets of Curiosity or Curiosity Cabinets. Something with curiosity in cabinets, you'll find it. Okay. As long as you have Netflix. Cool. All right. Number 9?
Hughes. No, Hughes got to do 10. He gave his honorable mention.
Oh, okay. Oh,
number 10. The prom scene, Carrie.
That was a tough cut, too.
Ooh.
That.
Okay.
Oh.
I respect
when
that.
When I asked Ashley, I'm like, oh, what's your favorite horror scene in horror? She's like, being on my period. I'm like, so the prom scene at Carrie, it is. She did not find that funny.
Or Jaws.
Yeah. All right.
Jesus Christ.
Number 9, this is, you kind of got to go back to when the movie first came out. Like, now it's kind of goofy and funny. But number 9, it's more of a sci-fi thriller than it is a horror movie. The original Alien, Chestbuster.
That's a good one. The first time you see
it.
I'm not.
Every time after, you know what's going to happen, but the very first time.
I like when it happens. I like when in Spaceballs when it happens again.
Oh,
John Hurt's like, not again. Not again.
And then he just starts fucking dancing.
Starts dancing.
That is great.
Check, please.
I'm your honey. I'm your baby.
Yeah.
All right. Number 9. I'm going to go with the original Halloween 1, the ending. Loomis looks down, Michael's gone, and then they pan to every room, and you hear the breathing in the background.
Yeah,
that is the absolute scariest fucking ending of all time.
I shot him 6 times!
Yeah.
To me,
you could just hear the
breathing. And in Halloween 2, he shoots him 7.
That's just Halloween. Mm. Like, that's like the season of Halloween.
That is
like
the epitome
Halloween night, watching Halloween.
Of Halloween.
Yes.
Like,
yes.
It is.
It's just perfect.
Like, the fact that
he's
just missing at the end is just, like, it's terrifying because...
Because there was nothing supernatural about him to that point. That's it. Because even he got, like, stabbed. Like, it didn't matter. Like,
no,
you get poked
with
a needle. Like, you're not going
to
die.
I'm getting shot 6 times.
How to drive?
If, well, he's
yeah, that's true.
Learning
I know. You guys.
Well.
Yeah. But I'm just saying, like, that to that point, you're like, this is just a fucking whatever. And then when he's missing, you're like, this just got elevated. This just, you know what I mean? The whole story changed.
And if they never made another one after
he's
that,
gone.
It would have been just...
It's perfect.
It's just like Smile.
Absolutely.
Just don't ever make another fucking
one. Just
don't
touch
it.
Don't
dilute
it. There's no reason
to
touch
it. Don't water it down. Don't give his backstory. I don't want any. I don't want
Same
thing with Trick or Treat. They are making a second one, but... I'd rather an origin stories than a sequel.
Between that and the fucking remake, don't stop the remakes. Like, I don't want to see the remake of Carrie, or not Carrie, Christine.
No.
I don't want to see any of that shit.
Like
the original was perfect.
Yeah.
No. I don't need a CGI car and all that, no. So, anyway, Hughes, 9. Sorry.
Man, I'm reading comments on Blabbermouth about Sebastian Bach. Unfucking believable.
Oh my God, that's your buddy.
Oh my God. Number 9, the Scream intro. What's your favorite scary movie?
Nice.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah, so
okay.
Both synced up on that one. Like I said, it was a little low.
I like
I admitted
it.
All right, my number 8.
Okay.
Is the original Halloween. It's basically what you just said, Jim. The end chase from after he killed Bob and Linda. Mm. To the disappearance, including the closet scene, so you can just put Halloween end. That's
Yep. All right.
Yeah, that's just fucking terrifying.
Where am I at?
Lucifer whispering silently into
you. All right, number eight. I'm going with the first Conjuring movie when they're playing the clap game and it's the mom alone with the daughter and they're in the bedroom and the hands come out of the closet and clap.
That's great.
But there's nobody in the closet.
Oh. That's so good.
That, oh, and then the daughter comes out of the other room. The Conjuring, the entire movie is terrifying beginning to fucking end.
Yeah, this is, the it, second it, one incorporates, is awesome.
The second one's pretty good because they're in it. Third one I didn't like. It was too, third one was too far for me. It was too, they tried to connect too many pieces.
Yeah. Well, they lost the script because it got like Annabelle and the Nun and like there's so many.
Yeah, it all got mixed in.
Yeah, the whole universe. But that first Conjuring, I don't even know where to start.
The first, just start with the first Conjuring.
Watch the three Conjurings, then watch the Annabelles, then watch the whatever.
I think the
nuns.
Second Nun or the first Nun, I don't know. I don't even know where to start because it's just like, well, like I saw the timelines of where the Nun takes place beforehand, but all the information is provided.
It's different timelines, right. Mm-hmm. But if you want to watch it in order of release, you start with Conjuring 1 and just work your way down.
Chronological release order.
Yeah, like that's how I'm watching
Conjuring's
the
best.
That's how I do the MCU. I'm never going to do the watch it in chronological order like people do. That's too much.
Yeah, because you got to start with Iron Man and then you go to Captain America.
Yeah.
You don't start Captain America and then Captain Marvel and then Iron Man. It's just like, nah. Anyway, next one. Number eight, Hughes.
Hughes is on eight.
My number eight, in honor of the Funko, American Psycho, the Huey Lewis scene.
Ooh.
Also,
okay.
Our number one song in horror.
Fuck off. Just, you fucking pieces of shit. Ugh. That was the worst.
All right, so I hope you guys have this somewhere on your list in, from the seven.
Number seven.
Seven.
Let's do
seven
it.
Seven on up. As I said, the one thing that scares me just as much as zombies is fucking aliens. Signs. At the birthday party in Mexico, when the fucking alien is just standing there, that's a fuck no.
Okay. That's
and those aliens were actually fucking creepy looking.
They were. All right, where am I? Hold on, I'm on seven. Number seven. The opening to Scream, the whole sequence.
I knew I put it too low.
Hughes and I got in the top 10. Nice.
Huh? Nice. I might help it keep it in the top 10.
Yeah, maybe.
Like I said, I said it was too low, but...
My number seven?
Your number seven.
The Shining.
Oh, here's Shining.
But when Wendy's running around the house frantically, and she sees that man in the bear suit doing some sort of nefarious sexual
act. You in that fucking scene.
What do you mean me in that fucking scene?
I remember when I said I was watching, you're like, oh. When like the dude in like the animal costume comes up, just let me know. I want to know what you think about it. I'm like, what the fuck are you? What are you talking about?
It's so bizarre and unexpected. It's like, what
it's
is happening?
So weird.
You know, there's like a whole legion of people that are like furries.
Oh, yeah.
They dress up like furries and upset. Like,
oh,
that's
yeah.
What's, that's where it started. That's where it started.
All right.
Thanks a lot.
Number six. This movie is classified as a horror movie when it was first released, but now it's really not. But from the first time I saw it to any other time after that, it just fucking gives me the chills, this scene. Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory, the original. Gene Wilder, the fucking boat scene.
Oh, man, I thought you were going to say when he does the good day, sir. I said good day, sir.
No, but a fun...
Dude, that boat scene is fucking creepy.
I was not aware of that, if you are aware of it, but the only people that were aware that the lines that Gene Wilder was going to say was the director, Gene, and like the camera crew. The rest of the cast had no idea what was going to happen. So those, again, like back to Jaws, those faces of sheer terror of like him just ran, and it was one take, and he fucking nailed it.
Really?
One take, he That's fucking cool. nailed it. And
wow.
Those looks of terror are real. Like they had no idea what, like they're all looking at each other like, they're looking at the director, what do we do? Like because he's doing something, and it was scripted, but like he was the only one that knew.
You didn't know. I don't know if you saw when he signed on. He didn't sign on to the movie. He only signed on to the movie if he was able to do that role in the beginning
with the cane.
And he told the director, if I do that after limping, then no one will know if I'm ever telling the truth throughout the movie.
Yes.
And it's kind of so cool, that little subtlety just kind of...
And that's why Gene Wilder was a fucking legend.
Yep, and then Johnny Depp ruined it.
I've only seen parts of it. I've never seen the whole entire thing.
It's terrible.
I had no reason to.
It's so fucking terrible. Number six? That's great. That's a good one. Number six for me, I'm going with the original Night of the Living Dead, the opening cemetery scene. As soon as you see that zombie lumbering down, it's like, Jesus fucking Christ. Like,
coming to get the radio's you,
going in and out. And then to make it better, I said it 1,000 times, I went to that cemetery and went to all those stones and stuff, and that's kind of cool.
That's awesome. It was a fun road trip. There. Where is that?
Yeah. Butler County, right above Pittsburgh.
Oh, okay. So it's in PA.
Yeah, it's like... We went from there, and we went out to the Christmas Story house in Cleveland, and then slept over in a hotel, and then drove back. It was a good time. We did zombies and Christmas Story, fun times.
All right,
pre-kids, of course. Yeah. You know,
that was way back when dirt was being invented.
Yeah. You know, yeah, exactly. Hughes, six.
Number six.
What do you got?
I got The Exorcist. Your mother sucks cocks in hell,
dude. Oh my God,
that movie's loaded. It's very strange, but like when she pisses herself, it's just very unsettling.
Yes, you know, well, because she just does it in front of everybody. Yeah, they're like playing the piano, and she's still normal then, like her face, like, you know what I mean? She's still Regan.
Yeah. Now's not the time to get into it, but like go on Reddit or somewhere, and there's a lot of interesting theories about like. People have really done a lot of, like, discussing, like, why was Reagan chosen to be possessed? And there's some interesting takes.
Right. I never even thought of it that way, but I'm sure there probably is, because.
I saw an interesting fan theory today. Jeremy, you actually sent it to me. And I just finished reading it, and you sent it. The original Jurassic Park. John Hammond, his two grandkids are actually clones of him because he's just a fucking mindless madman that just didn't give a fuck. And it makes sense.
It makes sense from kids... like a perspective of how boring the movie is.
All right.
Oh my God.
Number.
Go ahead, making fun of Metallica.
Top... Oh, wow. Look at this guy. Top five.
Like I said. Aliens and Zombies. Number five.
Oh, boy.
The fucking Fourth Kind.
Ooh, wow.
Wow. Yeah, you've mentioned that numerous times throughout.
Yeah.
I'm not going to spoil anything because it's right at the very end when the girl starts to fucking levitate.
Okay.
No, I'm getting chills right now just talking about it.
Okay.
No.
I don't
want
to
hear it.
To anybody who has seen that movie, you know what I'm talking about. If you two have not seen it, put on your 2023 Halloween watch list.
Okay, it's on the list.
That movie literally gives me fucking chills from the start to the end.
2, 3, 4, 5. All right, number five.
And it's got one of my favorite scream queens in it, too. Mila Jovovich.
Oh, Millie Jovovich. Yes, she's very nice.
Very nice.
Number five for me is Friday the 13th, the original, the ending, when Jason jumps up out of the water and grabs her.
Ooh, that's a good one. That's a very good one.
So fucking good. Just so fucking good.
Yeah. I already know what the number one is. Good. It's so good. Unless, I don't know.
It's interchangeable. It's interchangeable. My one and two are totally interchangeable.
My one, two, and three are basically interchangeable, but... My number one mentally fucked me up forever. All right, Hughes.
Number five.
Number five, Aliens, the sequel. The entire scene where Sigourney Weaver's in the power loader, she's trying to save Newt. when Bishop, and the thing that makes it scary, because it's not that scary, but what makes it scary is Bishop the android. He gets ripped in half and he's spitting up all that white, disgusting, like pus looking shit.
Is that Bill Paxton?
Whole scene. No, Bill Paxton's in it, but that's okay. Not him. He's Bill Paxton's dead by that point. That's Lance.
Spoiler alert!
36-year-old spoiler.
God, yeah, 36,
that
yeah.
That movie's older than some of our listeners.
Anyway, I fucking... Aliens
speaking...
is... Aliens is the top three horror... horror action, but horror for me.
Speaking of Bill Paxton, if I was going to put any honorable mentions, I would just put the movie Twister at 31. Because there's so many parts of that movie, just as a storm. I am terrified of fucking tornadoes.
I would say
And that movie just played into it.
When
like,
the final Twister starts at the drive-in, that's probably the most terrifying.
Yeah, oh my God. Because they're watching The Shining.
Yeah.
How about that?
Yeah, they're watching Here's Johnny.
And it just rips the screen apart. Woo! Yeah, that's terrifying. And then
that's
the hubcap cuts the guy on the forehead, and I'm like, fuck hubcaps too, man. Yeah. Anyway, right. Number four.
Number
watch.
Number four. Number four. As I've been,
he's on a roll, man. That caffeine's hitting hard tonight, man.
Oh my
God.
As I've mentioned numerous times in this episode, Zombies and Aliens, number four, 28 Days Later, the chapel scene. When you first see that they're fucking full sprint, fast moving zombies, that is an absolute fuck no for me.
Yeah, that's a game changer, because usually zombies are slow and stupid.
Yeah, and then you
so,
see they're fucking charging at you. They're like, what the fuck? No. I'm getting chills right now talking about it. So,
yeah, that's a good one.
I know you guys aren't big zombie but you know, I love them.
No,
I love them.
I'm scared of zombies when they're done the right way.
Yeah,
I like the. I don't like the fucking stupid comedy zombies.
Oh, come on. Shaun of the Dead is fantastic.
But yet, Shaun of the Dead is the worst fucking thing ever.
What?
But I hate Shaun of the Dead.
On,
it's fucking
great.
It's just stop. It's
Zombieland,
trash.
The first
but
one
I
is
like,
great.
But I like Return of the Living Dead, though. Like,
yeah, that,
I don't know.
Like, that movie is a total
I'm
joke,
fucked
but
up.
It's awesome.
Of course it is, but it's just so good. So I don't know. I'm fucked up. I don't know. Number four. I'm going back again to the original Halloween. And this is the quintessential scary fuck of all fucks to me when she's in the classroom and she looks out and sees him standing next to the car, and then she looks away, looks out, and he's gone. That whole movie could, like, he comes out behind the bush. Like, there's so many different scenes, but just that, like, just God damn it.
The original Halloween, like, you need to put yourself in the mindset that horror movies didn't really exist at that time. So,
no.
Like,
and this is like a low budget chip movie, and it's so fucking
and the
good.
The music, it's just
so good.
It coincides with it, and it's perfect.
Yep.
Like, and the thing is, Michael Myers stalked his victims. It's not like Jason, where it's just like,
yes.
"Hey guys, I'm here. You're dead."
Cute, yeah. He, yeah. And I'll give credit. That scene to me hits even harder because Rob Zombie's take on it. They did the same thing because they were sitting in the library. And Laurie was the only one who saw, and then he
you
was gone.
To.
So, like, that,
you
I don't know.
And then
it's so fucking creepy to
and
me.
And then
it's
the
just,
2018
oof.
One, you it know. Was Allison and Laurie was standing out there.
Yes, correct. Yes, the grandmother was watching her. Yes, that's a good pull there. Yeah, that whole sequence.
Like, 2018
yes.
Halloween is
anyway,
fantastic was, because there's so many callbacks, and then it just got ruined after that, but...
Yes. Well, of course, yeah.
Like,
I mean,
the whole 2018 universe. Halloween, if they just ended it... Where, like, it was Halloween, the original 78, and then 2018, where he was, spoiler alert, in Laurie's house in the basement with the fire. You don't know if he got out. You don't know if he got out. You know if he died. You should just end it right there and never make another one.
But they did.
Oh, they made two. They made one that wasn't that bad, and then they made one that was really bad. Hughes, number four.
Really bad. Yeah, really bad.
I got, like, distracted talking about those horrible Halloween remakes. my number four. Halloween 2018 is so good, and then they just fuck it up after that. Just fuck it up.
Yes, sir.
I do like how, they had Eric Clapton. When they had Eric Clapton as, like, being the consultant for part three. I like that one, but anyway.
Oh, my God.
Number four. What? I didn't say my number four yet.
Go.
My number four. Yes. Insidious. Insidious when that little kid is fucking dancing.
Ooh.
You know what I'm talking about? Insidious is
fucked up. Yeah, Insidious is fucked up.
Yeah. But then.
And they're making the fifth one. The fifth one's coming out this year, isn't it?
Yeah.
Like late summer or something like that.
Yeah. I watched around Halloween, I watched like part four. I don't know, or whatever, wherever it's at. I keep watching them. The first one is fucking great. I think it's a stellar.
One, but three, 2018 are all I need of Halloween.
Yeah. Yeah.
2018 is better than two. Sorry for the lovers.
I'm not like in love with. I'm not in love with the Shamrock Shakes.
I love them.
Like how you guys are.
I love it.
Like I don't. Part three is never. Honestly,
the Shamrock Shakes.
Part three is that what it is?
Silver Shamrock.
Yeah. Never really. Oh yeah. Whatever.
Yeah, McDonald's sponsored the movie.
Part three is just never really. Honestly, for
I would like to know what he had in mind for like all the movies after Halloween three. Carpenter, yeah, because it was supposed to be an anthology.
Carpenter, because it was supposed to be two.
Two. That's it. You know, Halloween 1 and 2, and then Halloween 3 and 4 that should have been together, and then 5 and 6, and Howard
You know what I bet his idea was? His idea was probably wishing that more people would have seen, like, Escape from New York or fucking They Live or paid more
the
attention.
Fog or Christine.
He was buried under the weight of Halloween, like, his entire
career.
For
one of the most well-known horror directors, he's also one of the most underrated because, like, even The Thing,
if
you take
great.
Halloween the entire series away and you just put Halloween 3 as its own standalone, just called The Season of the Witch, Carpenter's work is fantastic.
But does Carpenter have, what's he have to do with 3?
Him and Deborah Hill wrote it.
Did they? Okay, so yeah, so all right, I didn't know
I think
what the deal.
I don't know, was he the director of it or?
No, I think he only directed the first Halloween. Let me look.
All right, so we're rambling on here. This is probably going to potentially ruin a Diamond Dave or a Meatloaf, but it's going to solidify that it's a top three moment.
Whoa.
Pet Sematary. Zelda. Never Get Out of Bed Again.
Yep.
Whoa. Man, you have that at three.
It's a little low. It's a little low, I think, right?
I respect it.
And the thing is, I had Gage. I want to play at 10. They're literally like within 5 minutes of each other, and it's just so.
Yeah, that whole sequence.
It's so disturbing.
Yo, real quick, John Carpenter wrote and directed Halloween. He wrote, directed, and produced Halloween. He did the music. For Halloween 2, he produced it, he wrote it, and he's uncredited as a director because he directed a couple scenes of it.
Okay.
Halloween 3, Season of the Witch, he produced it.
Okay, so he...
And did the music. Mm. He produced it and did the music.
Producing is still a major part of a movie.
All right.
Well, yeah, no.
Well,
because
he's tied to it. It's his. It's
he
his.
He said
baby,
all he gives a
name.
Shit about is the first one, and that's really all that he needs to care about.
Yeah, and then he's not involved in any Halloweens again. He's an executive producer for Halloween, Halloween Kills, and Halloween.
Oh wow!
Yeah.
So he had nothing to do with the other 4 to 6 and 7 to 9 or anything.
No,
like
that was
that
all
now.
A code. Mustafa or something like that. Mustafa Kud or something like that. I forget his name.
Mutombo. Yeah, Mutombo.
All right, Jim, number three.
Number three. I'll take the book. I'll take the original. I'll take the remake. The opening to It with Georgie.
Okay.
Because, and that came from Stephen King's car broke down when he was broke, and he had it at a garage, and he had to walk from his house to get his car, and as he was walking, he looked down randomly at a storm sewer and thought to himself, what if there was a clown in there? And that's where It came from. Just a random thought in his mind, and then he worked it out for 10 years or whatever. I don't know, whatever, wrote the book. But yeah, the whole, that opening sequence.
And then he wrote Pet
Cemetery
high
the
as
book
fuck
in both
cocaine
movies.
And just like, you know, oh shit, here
he
I need
wrote it on cocaine. He wrote the book, put it in his drawer, forgot about it, His publisher called and said, "You owe us a book." So he opened his drawer and took it out and handed it to them.
God.
So
can you talk about fucking lucky?
Could you imagine that? I
guess you could consider my smiling in the sewer grate that that's the same.
I already linked it up together. It's totally the same. Absolutely. Because it's so terrifying. Terrifying. Number three.
I mean, it could be any one of a bunch of scenes in this movie because it's fucking awesome, but I'm going to say the part when Gina Davis shows back up and sees that Brundlefly has really started transforming into the fly and all the pieces of him are falling off. The fly.
The fly.
It could be like the fate, like the dream about birth. It could be when he arm wrestles the guy and rips his hand off. But essentially when he's talking about being a politician and he's being all crazy.
I need to revisit The Fly. I haven't seen that in a long time. I've never seen it,
so that's going to go on my list.
That's good stuff.
Do it on an empty stomach.
It
is fucking gross.
Yeah. Speaking of,
Jesus,
oh shit.
Stuck in the old windpipe there. All right,
drink some beer. You'll feel better. There it is.
Like I said,
pills are good.
Pills are good.
Oh, look at Aether's here. There he is. There's Aether. Yeah, there he is. Oh, look at him.
I have these glasses. Look like the ghost eyes. Kind of.
Like I said, my one, two, and
dude, you look
my
like
one,
Aether.
Two, and three can all be interchangeable. My one, two just have psychologically messed me up forever since seeing the movies. So my number two is The Ring, the cursed video.
Okay. Ooh,
because watching
damn.
The video at first, you're just thinking, this is fucking stupid, and then you understand, it's like Smile. You understand what it means, and then you're like, fuck. Like I tried watching The Ring maybe 3 or 4 years ago around Halloween. I couldn't get past the fucking scene with the girl in the closet right at the beginning. I was just like, no.
I saw her face.
No. It wasn't a scary scene at first, but it's just psychologically it fucked me up.
It sticks with me.
Like a lot of people that probably saw it too young.
Yeah. Dude, so what is your number one? I'm lost. Okay, so my number two is gonna be Pet Sematary, Zelda, Never Get Out of Bed Again. Whoa. That's my number two.
So I think I know what your number one is.
What the fuck is Washkush? I'm confused now.
Oh, man.
Maybe.
Jim, you fucked up. You fucked up, Jim.
I fucked up big time then, I guess.
You fucking fucked up.
Okay. Hughes, number two. Fuck.
My number two comes from The Ring.
Ooh.
It's when I saw her face.
Ooh.
I also like how the horses jump off the boat and get run over. I also like when Brian Cox cooks himself in the bathtub toaster.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's a pretty good one.
Yeah, the horse
thing
on his mouth.
That was brutal.
Like the thing that the horses put in their mouth. He had that.
Yeah.
Yeah, but
the bridle.
He's got all the
called.
Electric.
He's got toasters, TVs,
something
he wanted to go. Yeah, he had a fucking power strip around his neck and just clicked that bitch and.
Once.
Whew. Number one.
This
number one
scene alone terrorized an entire fucking generation of people. Again, seeing it, it wasn't scary. It was more of an action movie at that point. Final Destination. The fucking log truck.
God damn it. God damn it. God damn it.
I live a couple miles away from a lumber company. And the one day I was coming off the highway, there was a log truck at the light. I stopped like 45 feet behind it. I'm like, no fucking way am I driving behind this goddamn truck. It is one of the most messed up scenes because, like I said, it's not scary watching it, but knowing what happens during that scene and seeing one of those fucking trucks on the highway, you will not go anywhere near near it.
Yeah.
Jip.
I slept on Final Destination completely.
Yeah,
that's a good one.
I watched a bunch of them this Halloween, too. And
I did, too. Yeah, that's a good one.
It was between that and The Ring and it Final Destination. To this day, I will not
get
behind a fucking log truck. And if I am, I fucking speed up to get in front of it.
Anybody
out there listening, if you saw that movie when it first came out, You didn't even need to see the movie. Mm-hmm. You just needed to see the preview, because that's all it was. Was the preview was the opening scene of just everybody fucking dying, and
the opening scene of part two. That's what it is, because they're merging on the highway and it's just all chaos. Yeah.
And like,
God damn it,
Jim, you fucked up hard.
I completely slipped on that one.
The ring, number one.
The video. The whole video.
Yes?
Nice.
Fuck.
Never get out of bed again.
Nice! Woo. Well, that's definitely number one.
Oh.
That's one.
Well, then.
Ring is two.
Well, I'm going to do this quick because I've been calculating.
Well, we're going to take a quick break.
Wow.
So.
Break time.
Oh. We're coming back from the break real quick, actually. I'll say my girlfriend's top movies here that she sent me earlier today, which I didn't want to say because there were some of them that were in my top 10. I don't know if they were in yours, so. Actually, she's not my girlfriend. She's my fiance.
I was going to say, girlfriend. That's so. Girlfriend is 2021, no, man. She's fiance.
2022 is when it happened. October.
I know, but yeah.
Where the hell is it now?
You know.
I sent so many fucking messages to her. Wow.
Hughes, this is why I don't leave the house.
I fucking love the paranoid. It's stuck in my head.
Oh my god, it's so good.
So this whole week, I've been listening to Paramore and the Deftones, and now Ghost.
Oh man.
Alright.
I fucking love Paramore.
I asked her for a top five here, so she's just like, in no particular order. Sinister, the part where he's in the dark after watching the fucked up film, trying to see where the noise is coming from, and it's his kid coming out of the box all fucked up, which is basically that lawnmower scene, I think.
Ooh.
So there, we
that's a good one.
Sunk up on one. Signs coming out of the cornfield in the dark, and here's the noise.
Okay. Yes.
Okay, all right.
Fourth Kind, videotape the person floating. So there's two that we sunk up on. Here's another one we sunk up on. Dark Skies, the ending. I just say that not to say any spoilers. And then here's another one we synced up on. Signs, the fucking alien at the birthday party.
All so, right, that's pretty good.
You know, we synced up on quite a bit here, so... There was the one signs coming out of the cornfield that... Because aliens scare the fucking shit out of both of us, so...
Damn.
But have you guys ever seen Fourth Kind?
Yeah.
No.
I don't remember seeing it.
Man.
Oh, wow.
Jim, you gotta watch that movie sober, in the dark, no one around you. Maybe the oldest, he might be able to handle it.
Okay. I'm in.
Yeah, that movie.
Man, I got some.
That is some fucking. It, especially if aliens freak you out, it is a fucked up movie. So is Dark Skies. That is a really good one. I don't know where that's streaming at right now. And there's another one. It's based off of a true story, where it's kind of like Blair Witchy, Cloverfield type, with like the actors holding the camera. Because like a lot of it is the footage of, I think it's like the brother of the one girl. He was like a film student in high school, and he's just like, "Oh, I'm gonna record all this," and it's just like it's fucking messed up. Like, and then I think Fire in the Sky. That's another one that like it actually shows about an abduction of, based on a true story. And they actually like there. I saw a video where they're talking to the guy, and he's just like. That doesn't even give it justice of what actually happened. Take it as you will.
Okay. I have a whole bunch of movies I need to watch.
Yeah. But, like...
I'm excited.
Creepy fucking alien movies scare the shit out of me. Like, the movie Alien... Okay, it's basically a monster movie.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's got some scary elements to it, but... Fourth Kind is... just not fucking... That's a fuck no. So one.
When did that come out? Is that a 90s movie or is that?
I think it was a 2000s movie.
2000s, okay. I confused that with something else then.
Dark Skies came out like 2015, I think, something like that. That one is.
Yeah,
That makes sense.
Really? That's newer. Okay.
Did you see that one?
Huh.
I recommend you put that on your Halloween list.
I will. But, yeah. I don't know why I didn't see it. I know I've thought about it or seen it around, but I just
it was on Netflix last time I saw it. I don't know where it's at now streaming, but they always switch around every now and like every month or so. Jim, are we close or yes or no?
I'm ready to go.
Superstitions.
I've been calculating the whole night. All right, superstitions. We've got four that we linked up on, so I'm going to go in order of those four. Number four for us would be knock on wood. Number three would be walking under a ladder. Number two would be breaking a mirror. And then number one would be Friday the 13th in general. Which works out perfect for the date that we're doing this.
Jim, I'm shocked you dropped the keep the pumpkin lit on Halloween.
That didn't even hit me, and I did it this year with like fucking 15 pumpkins in my driveway. I got little candles that were LED battery, and I just let them go for days.
I have the real ones. I slept on that too. One hard. They were actually cooking my pumpkins, and at like the end of the night, I was like, smelling this. I'm like, it smelled like teriyaki. It smelled amazing. I'm like,
it's cooked.
I'm like,
pumpkin.
What the fuck is this? And then it was like the pumpkin in front of me. I'm like, oh shit. So I pulled the knife out of my pocket, and I just cut the top off, or cut a hole in it just to let the hot air out. And I'm like, this pumpkin's all squishy. And I just cut a little piece off and I ate it. I'm like, oh man, this is amazing. Slowly cooked pumpkin? Yeah.
All right. Do you want me to do 30 scenes here? We doing 30?
Yeah, why not?
All right, fuck it. 30. Number 30, Jurassic Park Raptors. Number 29, Pet Sematary, the morning after when his feet are dirty. Number 28, Carrie prom scene. Number 27, Pet Sematary again with Gage on the phone. Number 26, Mr. Vigo in the painting. Number 25, Alien Chest Buster. Number 24, American Psycho, Huey Lewis scene. Number 23, Smile, the intake room. 22, Psycho Shower. 21, Conjuring the Clap Game. 20 would be Shining, Wendy with the bear, when she sees the guy and the bear in the hotel room. Number 19, Signs, the alien at the birthday party. Number 18, The Exorcist, your mother sucks wieners in hell.
Hey.
Number 17, Willy Wonka River. 16,
kill my top 10.
Aliens, the sequel. Oh, yeah. Number 15, Washkush, You and Your Fourth Kind, which I have marked down to watch.
That's number, my top 10's shot.
Yeah, you're screwed. Jim number won. 14, Friday the 13th, Part 1, The Ending. Number 13, Halloween, The Closet Sing. Number 12,
what?
Night of the Living Dead, They're Coming.
Halloween? Halloween,
the closet.
Number what?
Number 13.
Wow.
Lucky 13, Halloween on 13.
Boom.
That was a top 10 for me, so I got all those extra points. Number 11,
I guess.
Insidious with the kid dancing.
Yeah.
All right, top 10. Number 10, 28 Days Later, the chapel scene when they start running, and you realize they're really, really fucking quick.
Yeah. No.
Number 9... Halloween, Laurie looking out the window at the classroom. Number 8 goes to Hughes with The Fly.
Yo.
Number 7 goes to Washkush with Final Destination and the log truck.
Can't believe both you guys. Number 6.
Ball on
that one.
Oh, fuck. Number 6, the ending of Halloween 1.
Okay, that's where it was.
Number 5, It, the opening with Georgie.
Damn.
Number 4, The Ring, I Saw Her Face.
Yeah, she...
Number 3, the opening to Scream.
Wow.
Number
I had that way too
number
low.
2, The Ring, the video itself.
Wow.
And then our number 1, Pet Sematary, Never Get Out of Bed Again.
Shimmy had to win this one.
I win. I totally won this one. I got 6, Washkush has 5, Hughes has 4.
Nice.
So I gotta think of something scary.
You don't have to do it right now, but just, you know, last year we tried doing our Halloween stuff in October, and it got so busy for all of us, so let's do it in
Yeah, we have to do September as our Halloween.
We'll do the last 2 weeks of or August and all of September as our Halloween shit. And if we can put a Halloween show in, we'll put one in.
Yeah, we'll think of something.
We'll do something on the fly.
Wow.
You don't have to do it right now, but you can.
Yeah, I got to think of something.
The next time we rank is Alestar.
Oh, boy.
Alestar.
Yeah, look how happy he is. Look at the grin on his face. Oh,
I know.
Oh my God, look at it.
Get your cannons ready.
When is Alestar?
Huh?
When are we doing Alestar? Is it next week? Or is it
next Friday? I'm good with next Friday. If you guys are good, I got nothing.
I should be good for next Friday.
Get your cannons ready. Get your rum. Get everything.
Now,
how about how I'm listening to all? I'm listening to Alestar on YouTube because I don't want my Spotify stats fucking corrupted by fucking Alestar.
God, you.
Or Hughes should have my fucking Spotify.
Dude, that's fantastic.
Well, my fucking Amazon got corrupted by Weezer.
Well, yeah, and you're a great band.
Yeah, and I'm the resident Weezer expert.
Yeah.
Yeah, Hughes, you didn't even win your own band.
I didn't want his Spotify.
You couldn't even win your own band.
I don't want my Spotify stats.
But the bonus.
Oh, my God. What is the bonus for next week, then?
Bonus, we were discussing this a while ago.
How should we do this?
You said it from last week when I won. It would be the bonus for Alestar.
Okay, yes. Okay,
so,
good. Yes, yes,
so
yes.
So the bonus
yes,
for next
yes.
week is going to be calling them Perfect Storm albums. So there's no wrong answers.
Oh, that's right.
So Perfect Storm album is just an album that it may have been released or it can have been out for years that you discovered in a time of your life where you needed it most, where it just fucking hit you
yes.
hard, and it may not be their best album, but it's just one of those albums that just sticks with you forever.
I love that.
Top ten.
I love it. I love
Perfect
it.
Perfect Storm
it.
Albums as we set sail into the storm of ale.
Dude, that's perfect. Ugh.
Yikes.
All right, now I gotta do a little thinking.
A little thinking. Happy belated birthday,
Hughes.
Good.
Thanks.
Hughes, yes.
Thanks for the great
yes,
gifts.
You're welcome.
Very generous.
Our most superstitious one was Friday the 13th on Friday the 13th. Or the number 13, whatever.
Worked out perfect.
And don't ever get out of bed again. Nope. Hell fucking no. Pet 17.
To everybody listening, do us a favor this weekend. Don't go camping.
Don't go camping.
Don't go, yeah, just don't go.
Shoot
camping.
Us a like on the book of face. Argue
right.
with us. We love to argue.
Yeah.
And
yes.
Tune in next time for some Alestar and Perfect Storm albums. Till then,
ooh.
Cheers.
See ya.
Cheers, everybody. Night. Have a good night.
Bye-bye.